We are stoked to have Zidala on the line. Hello.
Hey, how you going?
I'm so good. Thanks for joining us on the talk show today.
Thank you so much for having me, Mick and Tara.
No worries. You are only our second interview, so, you know, we're still working our way into this. And we're excited to find and talk to brand new artists and Australian artists that are just sort of, you know, launching new EPs and new songs, and we can get to talk to them about those. So congrats on the EP. It's a first major release is always a big buzz, right? How are you feeling now that it's all out in the world?
Thank you so much. You know what? It's actually been such a long time coming, and it feels so good to have something out in the world. I have released some singles in the past, but I guess this is like my first body of work, and it feels really good to put it out there in the world, and it's been getting such a great response, so I couldn't be happier, really.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Why Chapter 23? I mean, it might be I just couldn't work out the answer anywhere, so is there a significance to that number?
Yeah, definitely. I think when I turned 23, it was definitely a time in my life where I finally, I guess, felt like a whole person, and I was getting more in touch with, you know, who I actually was. And I think a large part of that was due to the fact that I was able to travel to Iraq, which is the place where my father's from. And I hadn't had the chance to do that before, so just being able to, like, connect with the culture and really understand that, it was like I was finally able to understand myself. And because I had such a, like, spiritual journey, and I feel like I really grew from that trip, it inspired a lot of music at that time, and I really wanted to capture that moment, yeah.
That's amazing. I'm also 23. Are you still 23?
I'm not still 23, but that's cool. It's a great number.
Well, I'm 23 currently, so I definitely align exactly with what you were saying about sort of it's one of those ages where you really do start to sort of come into yourself. So yeah. For an artistic person especially, it's really interesting to hear that that was musically when you started to sort of discover your sound. And I suppose in that same vein, like, what has been your path for music to this point? Like, who have been your major inspirations? Has it sort of been big life events that have inspired your songs, or have you just constantly been working on music throughout?
I'm so glad to hear that you're able to connect with it and what I'm saying in that way, so thank you for sharing that. I think I've just always written music. Like, I can remember writing music maybe when I was 13, but I've always been such a shy person, and so I didn't actually have the guts to share any music in the world, really, until I was about 24.
It's scary. It's very scary.
Yeah, but I've had a lot of really, like, supportive people along the way, and I think sometimes when you have those people who just instill you with some belief, it really helps you to, like, believe in yourself. So I really owe it to, you know, those people who believed in me since the beginning. Yeah.
And I was going to say, you sort of are very involved with the Southwest Sydney music scene, which is bursting with talent, and a lot of which was on display last week, in fact, at the Conscious event at Campbelltown Arts Centre with yourself, yep, and Slim Set and Sparrow and A Girl and, of course, El Fresh emceeing. There must be a really great cultural, musical community out there that are very supportive of each other. Is that really been helping you to sort of develop into the musician that you want to be?
Yes, definitely. I think it's such a strong community, and like you said, with so many talented people, and it's like so diverse as well in terms of, like, culture and then the styles of music. I guess being involved with the Conscious program, which they actually supported me in creating this EP, so shout out to Conscious and Campbelltown Arts Centre.
Yeah, cool.
It kind of really helps you to feel, like, connected and seen, and, you know, to be able to, like, come together and celebrate that and really support each other. So, yeah, it's really great to be part of it.
And I believe you had Earthboy helping you along the way as well.
Yes. So Earthboy was my mentor as part of the Conscious program. And I've always been, like, a fan of his music. Like, I was listening to Earthboy and The Herd when I was in high school, so yeah. Having him as my mentor was so great. He was so so supportive and gave me, you know, so much great advice and direction in terms of the EP.
Oh, that's awesome. So, yeah. Yeah, he knows his stuff and he's such a good guy, and he's, you know, he puts some pretty funny stories up too when he gets dressed up as Snow White for his daughter. But no, he's just like, he knows the scene so well and he's really well balanced and a great mentor. I reckon it's a perfect choice.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd love to talk about one of your songs on the EP, Love Again, which you actually teamed up with former Leonardo's Bridge guitarist, John Gucci.
Leonardo's bride.
Sorry, oh my God, I read that completely wrong. Oh my God, blooper, let's cut that out after.
That's right.
Leonardo's bride, sorry. Can you tell us about that collaboration and a little bit about the song?
Yeah, definitely. So Love Again is, I guess it's sort of like a pop rock breakup song. It's kind of upbeat. It's also bilingual, so it's half in Thai and half English.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And that collaboration was definitely born out of Monk Ross's connection to Johnny G.
Aha.
But my gosh, what he did with the track was like incredible, and I was so glad to have him on that song and on the EP. He just brought this really cool flavor to it. It's hard to explain, you just have to listen to it.
Well, we do have to just listen to it, and we're going to put it on right now. This is Iadala featuring John Gucci. This is Love Again on the Tuck Shop on 2SER.
Just broken hearts. Took one under.
Love it. Love Again from Iadala right there. I love that. I couldn't pick the language, to be honest, and I wasn't sure what it was, but I'm so glad you told us it was Thai. Is that your mother's language?
Yes, that's exactly right. It's my mother's language.
And do you know, can you speak Thai fluently, or did you learn it just for this song?
I can speak Thai, fluently. I would say I'm probably like 70% there.
So what's the process?
I can get by. Yeah.
Well, that's really interesting. What's the process of writing a bilingual song? Do you look for rhymes between the languages, or do you write mostly with one language and then fit the other one in?
That's a really good question, actually. I think this is probably like my first bilingual song, and when I was writing it, I was going through a breakup at the time. But it wasn't sort of like intentional. I think I was just like thinking about like I guess sharing my feelings with my mom, and these words just kind of like spilled out of me, and for some reason I found it easier to write in Thai than in English, and so that was like a real surprise to me. And then it was just about I guess incorporating more English so that it could be like somewhat followed in terms of the message.
I'd love to see you go to Thailand and like sing this in like a bar somewhere. You know, well, they love their karaoke and they love their music in Thailand. It would go off.
Oh, it's gonna happen. It was actually supposed to happen this year. I was like really hoping to go back to Thailand, but you know, the situation. But that's cool.
We'll get there
in the future.
That's it.
Do you think that coming from, I guess, the area that you come from in the Southwest there, and you know, you're coming from a mixed race family, has that really made does it really tie into your music and give you a different perspective on your musical path?
Oh, yeah, I think massively, like, especially growing up mixed race and I guess feeling like I never belonged to any kind of group. I was always sort of like on the outside observing. Just like watching people, watching the world. So I feel like I always had like an interesting perspective or like insights about the way the world works. And that I feel like that definitely comes out in my music. And it's a perspective that I really want to share and like talk about, because I think that it's not talked about a lot, being mixed race. Yeah.
And a lot of your songs are really, have got a lot of passion in them and a lot of meaning. And then I love when you get up and rap as well. I mean, a lot of people might not realize Ziadala raps like fire. And you've done some gigs down at Hustle and Flow. And, you know, the people who go down to Hustle and Flow, they want to hear some rap as well as some beautiful acoustic music. But you can do a bit of both. Do you like one or the other more, or are you just like mixing it all up?
Well, I've been singing for a lot longer than I've been rapping, so I feel like in terms of my rapping, I'm not yet a master. I'm not sure if I've done my 10,000 hours, but, you know, I'm getting there. I did a gig last night, actually, at Hustle and Flow, and that was, like,
freestyled. Freestyle.
It was totally freestyled, and I think we smashed it.
Yeah, good
with
job.
Onion Man and Charcoal, and I just felt really comfortable.
Oh, nice.
It kind of feels like home, like the community is so tight there.
Yeah.
And it was a good vibe.
Oh, I do feel the hip-hop community in Sydney is really tight and friendly, and I love that it's so accepting of everybody from every culture and lets everyone be their own voice. Do you find that as well, like just really good people?
Yes, exactly. I think that's definitely one of the things that like drew me towards hip-hop, and I feel like for a lot of people who feel like they don't belong, like you really can feel that sense of belonging in hip hop, because it's just like, you know, come as you are, and it's about like your craft and like what you're bringing to the community. I feel like it's a bit like more open and like less of judgment.
Yeah.
A lot of your songs do have sort of that really vibrant message of inclusivity and a lot of really, really other amazing messages. I want to talk about On the Run, which is like very loudly a story of female empowerment. It's great. You have some really strong lyrics about body image and like the public perception of women. And I guess being a woman, I would love to know, like, do you set out to write songs with a particular message, or do you find, you know, it's just so interwoven in your life that you can't help but speak from personal experience on topics like that when you write music?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think it's definitely a bit of both. You know, growing up, I remember struggling with like body image, and it took me a long time to, you know, accept myself in the way that I was because of the way that society is designed and the pressures that they put on women. But by that same token, I also hear stories from young girls and the way that they feel about their bodies, and it actually breaks my heart, and I just want to like share that positive message of, you know, empowerment and being able to accept yourself and love yourself the way that you are. Because I feel like we're not really taught that in high school or in primary school. And so wherever I can sort of like share a message like that, I definitely want to use my platform to be able to do that.
Well, it's working. That's all I can say. It's an amazing song and a really amazing EP. Congratulations again.
Thank you so much.
It's so great to chat to you, Jazia Dalla. Really a privilege, and I'm looking forward to seeing you live. I've been so close so many times. I even live near Cahuflon Flow, so next time you're down there, I'm going to get down there.
That'd be dope.
But it's great that you're doing some gigs around the place as well, and it's really exciting that this it's out in the world.
So, yes. I'm so excited.
Thanks again. We're going to finish off with On a Run from Chapter 23 from Jazia Dalla. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
As the wind chimes wink in the distance, the old lady smiles at the little girl and whispers, "The change is coming." On a run, I ain't the only one who searches for the sun. Hanging in the winter, feel sunlight. On a run, you're bringing out your gun. I think I'm done doing anything it takes to feel alive. I can't feel a thing. I've been numb for so long, living under kings. I've been biting my tongue, now I gotta sing. Sing it loud, make it heard, puppets on a string. I cut him, I found the freedom. While he lounges in privilege, I'll up and I'll leave him. Don't fight for that army, no, I'd rather lead him. So anxious, I'm breathing through lungs that are heaving. Ha! Belief in the self is a key. Float like a butterfly, sing like a bee. Muhammad Ali, yeah, he said it right. I ain't looking for wars, but I'm ready to fight. Make it right. To restore what is ours, rise up my women, believe in your power. Deceived by the system, will no longer cower. I see the sun shining through all the clouds, and now on a run, I ain't the only one who's searching for the sun. Hanging in the winter, feel sunlight. On a run, you're bringing out your guns. I think I'm done doing anything it takes to feel alive. I was born a misfit. I was born a rebel. I was born with justice in my heart and my faith in God strong. I cannot be played by the devil, nah. So I won't be played by you. What about the band who slaves from Mogadishu? Inequality seems to have always been the issue. Justifying evil acts, holy texts are misused. Rape victims around the world are disproved, dogmatic, and tortured to death while they're at it. Consumerist country selling sex for the addicts. The state theory is pragmatic. Why do little girls fight for their education? Why do we have pressures for breast augmentation? Why do we submit just to find validation? They're shaming us still, girl. I'm running out of patience. Out on a run, I ain't the only one who's searching for the sun. Hanging in the winter, feel sunlight. On a run, you're bringing out your guns. I think I'm done. Anything it takes to feel alive. Tell us how to build your confidence, so we don't ever have to play pretend. If I can tend you, clip my wings and make it end. Do you even trust me? Then I'm on a run. I ain't the only one who's searching for the sun. And